This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
8 o'clock hour. Moving right along. Here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan. Beautiful day. I mean, beautiful day. What a tease for tomorrow.
Gorgeous day.
Gorgeous. You won't see me sleep tonight. That is for sure. My dad even like texted me last night. He goes, hey, when you're staying awake all night watching Nobody Day, don't forget to watch the one that we left early. I was like, thanks, Dad. I remember it all too well. All too well from that game. That was Mindy Lopez, followed by Carlos Beltran, and the cover of the Kansas City Star the next day said,
Dusty left.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. Driving home and seeing fireworks in my rearview mirror, and Denny Matthews just telling us how bad that we shouldn't have left.
That was great.
Never left a game early again. I promise you that. I have never left a game early again. Will not. I don't care if it's 13-1. I'll wait, because if that's the case, you're getting blown out. You just let everybody else leave, and you just hang out.
At least you didn't leave the wild card game early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't know this story?
I don't think so.
Okay. You want to let him know?
Henry left the wild card game in the eighth inning. Wow.
Poor leg.
What?
Well, you know, some people have to do shows.
Oh, you mean the two that sat there through the...
Exactly. Wait, what? Yeah.
Me, Kling, and Speck, who got champagne poured on us, went home and showered, met at Denny's, and came in? Like,
did you go Grand Slam?
I don't even remember what we ordered.
Just smelled like stale.
I mean, stale bubbly. There's nothing better than smell like stale Andre, baby.
Stale 3000
Budweiser.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. It is Wednesday, so the Fesco and Dusty poll question is up, and the question is, you know, pretty simple.
You think?
Yeah. Right. It is, do you tailgate for opening day of the Royals game? I know not everybody tailgates every baseball game, but opening day hits a little bit different, right? It's got that special feel. Everybody's out there. People either left work and they're taking Friday off. Whatever it may be, the percentage right now is 65.9% said yes.
Oh, it's up. That's
so
good.
So it's moved up. 208
okay,
votes
good.
As opposed to the 72 earlier. So 65%, 66 basically said yes, and 34% said no. So some dogs out there, they're just like, nope, I get there, I park. Because, I mean, look, it is a big day. Like, they do the celebratory lineups.
Yeah.
They get everybody out there. That's cool. They come through the little tarp, whatever it is. I think they'll – I'm trying to think. I'm not – yeah, never mind. I don't want to be, like, a humble bragger because I just love opening day. I literally have been to every opening day except COVID when they didn't
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, you couldn't go. You weren't made out of cardboard.
That literally broke my streak.
That year doesn't count, though. Yeah. You know, it just doesn't.
Yeah, you don't count that with the streak.
That doesn't count. No, God, no.
Fortunately, I work at a job where sometimes it was like an event, so it was there, but that's not my fault. But yeah, since I went, you know, since I left that game early, what was it, 12?
No, that was 2004.
I was driving. I was a sophomore in high school, and it was the first time I'd ever driven to a Royals game. You could see my car from our seats.
Oh, yeah.
It was up on the grass, up on the hillside, like right where you come in from, like, the second gate in.
I could see
my little ZX2 gray Bullet up there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's like, I don't know, man, we should leave. They're getting beat 7-3. I don't know if we should do this.
It was a great comeback. I'll tell you about it. It was fantastic.
Octavio Dotel, baby, gets rocked by Mindy Lopez, of all people. Like, that's how you know you shouldn't have left. When Mindy Lopez, it's a 3-run home run, and then Carlos Beltran, it's a 2-run shot to win it.
That's right. It was outstanding. It was so good.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah.
But no.
Someday we'll have a conversation.
Yeah. Exactly.
About opening day 21 years ago.
I mean, it still lives free, rent free in my head. But MLB.com put out their pitcher power rankings, top 10. There are 1, 2, 3 in the AL. Number one is Tarik Skubal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. Number two is Paul Skeens.
Yep.
Number three is Zach Wheeler.
People love Zach Wheeler in baseball. Love him.
Awesome.
I know.
Love him. Amazing. Chris Sale for the Braves at 4. Garrett Crochet in Boston. And then Cole Reagans is 6. And that's where I'm going to stop the list. Chris Sale will not be in the top 10 by the end of the year. You know, he's going into his 15th year in baseball.
I was going to say, he was drafted right after Christian Colon, people like to point out, right?
Yeah, and he was fantastic last year.
Yeah,
he was great with the Braves.
Yep.
Right? And couldn't pitch in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Was out. Like, just was worn down. Had his best statistical year last year. Contract year. Right. Surprise not. The Braves bringing back. Obviously, they have him this year. Couldn't pitch in the playoffs when it mattered. I just think this is it. I think when we see pitchers, like, we've seen it happen to DeGrom. We've seen it happen to Scherzer, Verlander. Now, Verlander's been, like, an anomaly because he figured out how to be even more dominant with precision instead of just speed. But I think Paul Skeens will be at the top of this list by the end of the season. I think Tarik Skubal's going to be in there. But I think Cole Reagans will be in the top 5. Because last year, Cole Reagans obviously had his best year of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He threw 186 innings, which a lot of people want to see more. But he only gave up 146 hits. So 40 fewer hits than innings pitches. Awesome.
It's great.
Right? And he struck out 223 batters. We heard last year the comparisons that he could be the left-handed DeGrom. Last year was his first real big year in the league. This year, he's the opening day starter again. I really think that Cole Reagans has a chance this year to be a bona fide stud and a Cy Young candidate. Can Tarik Skubal do it again? Tarik Skubal? Maybe. I don't know. But Cole Reagans gives you all these indications that I think eventually, because look, Chris Sale has literally played since 2010.
Yeah, he's been in the league a long
time.
He'll
be 36 this month. At the end of the month, he'll turn 36. Last year, he logged 177 innings. That's it. And he couldn't pitch in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it his all. Had a great year. Won Cy Young in the NL. Tarik Skubal won it in the AL. But I think this is a year where I think Cole Reagans becomes one of those top 5 pitchers in the game. And yes, you've got those names that I had mentioned, right? You have Zach Wheeler, Paul Skeens, and Tarik Skubal. I think those are the 3 best pitchers in baseball, and it's not close. And then I think Cole Reagans could be in that 4 or 5 where it's Garrett Crochet or where Chris Sale will not be. Right, Logan Gilbert is good in Seattle. Logan Webb is good in San Francisco. I think he's an underrated guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the Dodgers guys, Yamamoto, as well as in that list. But look, we'll see what Shohei Ohtani does this year as he still continues to go through pitching rehab. But I think Cole Reagans can be a top 5 pitcher, not just in the AL, but in baseball.
Well, I think so, too. I think your top 3 are pretty much locks, as you mentioned. Skubal, Skeens, and Wheeler. Those are your top 3 pitchers in baseball, right? And then it's open for debate. There's no reason Cole Reagans can't be 4th on that list, right? Garrett Crochet is going to be an interesting watch this year because he pitched last year for a team that lost 121 ballgames, right? There wasn't a lot of pressure on Garrett Crochet ever to go out there and to pitch well, right? And so when you don't have that pressure, it's not as hard. Not a lot of people at the games, whatnot. All of a sudden you go from the White Sox to the Red Sox. And we were kind of talking, you know, amongst ourselves about who's the best team in the American League right now. And the answer to that question is nobody knows. But a lot of people seemingly think the Red Sox are going to be there at the end, right? They think that's the team that could potentially be in the World Series out of the American League.
The Red Storm is coming in the next few years. Their pipeline's too great. They're getting their players and their pitchers are good. Yeah,
right.
It's coming.
So they could be a team that's there. But we don't know how good Garrett Crochet is going to be. pitching in front of 30,000 fans every fifth day at Fenway Park, pitching at Yankee Stadium, pitching in Camden Yards, in games that matter, right? So that's the question mark that I have for Garrett Crochet. Good pitcher. Can he do it when it matters? I don't know the answer to that question. We'll know, you know, as this season goes along. So I don't see why Cole Reagans can't slide in there into your number four, your number five spot right now with where this rotation, if you will, of the best pitchers in baseball comes into play. I think we're so focused on Bobby and Vinny and Salvi that sometimes we forget that we have arguably the best pitcher we've had in 30 years, you know, here as a starter in Kansas City. You know, you got to go back to like David Cone the last time we had a great starter like Cole Reagans on this team. We're forgetting that we have arguably our best pitcher in three decades toeing the slab, if you will, on Monday or on Thursday for that opener. We've got to focus more on Cole Reagans because that guy's going to be unbelievable this year.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of people get scared because he's had the, you know, 2 years of Tommy John surgery.
Sure.
But arguably one of the greatest trades in Kansas City's history if it pans out because he could be a Cy Young candidate. And, you know, a lot of people that, you know, have that nervous energy about what has been in the past with Cole Reagans. But he's that left-handed, dominant. Like, a lot of people say pitchers don't have a lot of personality. You don't really need that. If you got a guy that can go out there and just absolutely shove on the slab, I mean, Cole Reagans is that guy because we had this conversation, I think, last year where it's like, it's playoff game number one. Do you give it to Lugo or do you give it to Reagans? And it's Reagans.
It's Reagans,
like, with the stuff that he has. I know Lugo throws 80 different style of pitches, but Reagans can literally go out there, put the ball in his hand, and absolutely own the day.
Yeah.
And I think that we're going to be, you thought games were fast last year at 2 hours and 33 minutes. Opening day might be an hour and a half with these two guys shoving against each other.
With Bibee and Reagans going against each other. It's going to be a 1-0 game. Your final, 10-9.
Of course.
Yeah, so
we're great at it.
Yeah. But that's kind of how I feel as well. I think it's going to be a very fast opening day. It's going to be pitcher dominated. And that's what we're going to see out of Cole Reagans all year long. And that's, you know, when he's, you know, pitching, that's a game where you want to go to the ballpark. You want to see this kid pitch in person because that's how good he is. And like I said, for the first time in 30 years, we got a bona fide ace at the top of the rotation.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited for it because, again, look, we always hear Vern talk about it, and you'll hear Vern's pregame show at 2 o'clock on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Royals. Look, Vern, in general, we'll always tell you pitching, speed, and defense. That's the Royals recipe. Where some people, they're going to hit 5 home runs a game, right? The Dodgers, they can be like, yeah, pitching's great because they have Cy Youngs all over that rotation.
Mm-hmm.
But you look at what the Dodgers will also bank on. Like, can Mookie Betts hit? Can Freddie Freeman hit? Can all these guys be? Can Ohtani be? You know, the dominant force that he is. If the Royals go out there and they have their three starters do it all over again, like they did with Reagans and Lugo and Waka last year, and they add to that lineup eventually with Jack Caglione, who can be a big piece, or if somebody does step up, I don't know if they will or not. But again, the pitching is the focus point of this team to be successful like it was last year. They went 30 games of improvement because they revamped their entire pitching staff.
Right.
And last year, bullpen wasn't there. This year,
bullpen's
been renovated. So
I can't wait to talk to Q at 9 o'clock today and ask him if Cole Reagans starting on opening day is an indication of how they're setting up the rotation for October.
Should be good. Q will join us at 9 o'clock. So put a cheese blanket on it, baby. Here we go. Yeah, you know, you just got to win, right? Is that what he said last year?
You just got to win. Yeah.
Russell Wilson to the Giants. What it means and how much do we love it? On the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I just want to win, Jim.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it here on Fesco and Dusty, 96.5 The Fan. Want to get to this real quick.
Respect the text.
From the 816, a little late here, but my neighborhood is doing something awesome this year. Anyone who wanted to threw in $20. So it says they got enough money or ended up with enough money to get 2 food trucks plus enough meat and booze to tailgate all day for opening day. And some of them are bringing TVs to the clubhouse to set up our own sports bar. I love a good neighborhood party.
That's awesome.
That sounds like fun. Yeah,
that's super cool.
I love being the guy in the neighborhood party that's not even a member of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Who are you here with?
Doesn't matter.
Tyler. Oh, okay.
All right, cool.
Sounds good. Who's Tyler? James. Yeah, I think it's James. Over there, yeah, over there.
Bill.
Are you with the groom or the bride?
That's exactly right. We had people crash our wedding, you know.
When they wanted that soft butter.
They did, but there was like a college formal going on in the ballroom next door.
Oh,
and they
you
came
frat
over.
Boys.
Oh, did we? Yeah, they came over and they tried to drink, and Jen's like, you're out.
Yeah, get out of here.
Get out of here. No. So when you have yours at the Westin, Tammy's putting yours together at the Westin.
Okay, gotcha.
And so the smokehouse will cater. The old number fives Perfect. Have agreed to play.
Okay, great.
You're not going to have to pay for this wedding.
Wow,
so,
this is fantastic.
Tammy's giving you the ballroom at the Westin. Okay. Smokehouse barbecue is going to cater. My kids are listening. This is what their wedding's going to be as well. Ballroom at the Westin, smokehouse barbecue, old number fives, kids, so. And DJ Hyden will be spinning some tunes as well.
Let's
for
go.
It. Yeah. And Rob Maloney will come 10 bar.
Hell yes.
I'll do it with him.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, me and Maloney just 10 and bar. What do you want, a dirty martini? No, I want a glass of Pinot Noir.
You're getting
Here's
a beer.
One dirty martini for you, miss. Enjoy the evening. Hey, Rob, we're low on the goose. Hide it.
Gosh, that'd be awesome. Great. So there's your wedding. I've just Sweet. Planned it. It's
don't
done.
Even, yeah.
Okay,
don't
Game
need to
of Thrones?
Yeah.
Well.
And if you don't, the King of the North rises and falls exactly. quick.
Shout out.
No. Shout out Rob. Not Rob Brenton. That would be a bad analogy. What is it? Robert? Not
Robert.
Sala?
Yeah, Robert Sala.
Yes. No, he's in San Francisco.
Is he? Did he end up going back there?
I thought so. I think so.
Did he? Are we sure about that?
Yeah, he's the defensive coordinator, I thought.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure they brought him back.
He could be at 119th and Null. I don't know.
Rob Stark.
Rob Stark. Thank you.
Brandon Stark, my friend Brandon?
No, his brother is Bran, and he's now the king of Westeros.
And yeah, Sala back with San Fran.
He is, okay.
Do you remember when I did the Game of Thrones show before your guys' show? And you came in one day and you're like, what is this dragon
yes,
stuff?
Yes, that's right.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Dusty Likens, nice to meet you. Yeah. Remember that name.
That's cool.
He came in here, he's like, there's people here at 5 a.m.
Oh, it's always terrible when somebody was here at that hour. I'm like, you're not expecting it, right?
Yeah, he walked in and hosed his place down with like
I
hose
it down every day. Every day.
And I was like, hey. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, doing a show. What show? It's about dragons and kings and queens and stuff like that. Oh, God. It was great.
I forgot about that until you said it just now.
And then, of course, Clean's like, yeah, didn't you see your email? They sent a thing out that he was going to be here fine. No, I didn't.
Wow.
That was before the reply all.
Yeah. We got one last night.
At like 9.
To a phone list. Phone list goes out yesterday. We got a reply all. Thanks for
Yep. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Only 95% of the numbers are on there. Russell Wilson to the Giants. This is just a fart noise. I mean, it's great for the Giants situation, but like, how many lives does Russell Wilson have? Is he a cat? Like,
seriously.
Is he 9 lives? Like, it clearly wasn't great in Pittsburgh as it trickled down, right? Like, Fields went out there and went 4-2.
I think so.
We all came to an agreement that was like Tomlin's way of humbling Russell Wilson to be like,
for sure.
Hey, man, like, you're not that guy anymore. You're not that guy anymore. Maybe just take a little bit of time, reflect. They took out a quarterback who went 4-2, who's now in New York with the Jets. Coincidence? I think not. But you have Justin Fields in New York Jets. You have Russell Wilson in New York Giants. And now you also have Jameis Winston, Tommy DeVito. This lets me think and lets me believe the Giants are out on drafting a quarterback. They're so not turned on by the quarterback draft class. They went with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston.
Yeah, like, that's how bad the quarterback class is. But also you have to factor in, you got a coach on life support right now.
Also,
and if you're the owner of the franchise, do you really, are you, it's such a hard spot to be in. You should have fired the coach. If you weren't going to fire the coach, then you needed to extend him for another 5 years and then go draft that right quarterback. But maybe that quarterback doesn't exist in that draft. So you don't want to draft the bad quarterback. You don't want to draft the wrong quarterback. You don't want to have to fire the coach, bring in a new coach and a new offensive coordinator, have a rookie quarterback, have it be year two with two different, like, it's just a total mess where they are, right? And they are really in a messy situation right now from that quarterback spot. So the best case scenario is just go get a veteran, see what he can do. You win some games, you keep your job. If you don't, we're moving on and we're going to need a new quarterback anyway after this year. And is Arch Manning coming out next year?
That's next year. Unless he decides to, but no, I think he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll come out. That's the guy.
Because Quinn Ewers is in this draft too, right?
Yeah, no one cares about him
anymore. I haven't even heard his name mentioned.
That's what I was saying. Like,
nope, he had his pro day yesterday. Made a pretty cool throw, but like no one cares.
Yeah, he's totally off the mark,
exactly,
right?
Yep.
It's Cam Ward.
You don't have any faith in Dart?
I'm not a Dart guy in the first round. I don't think he's a franchise.
Shouldn't be. They're not good for you.
No, I certainly don't think that he is going to be good this season. He's not saving or winning any games.
He's going to be a first-round pick.
He is.
Of course, but that doesn't mean he should be a first-round pick.
No, exactly. And I'd say the same with Shedeur Sanders for different reasons than Dart, but...
Yeah.
You don't think Shedeur should be a first-round pick?
For different reasons. I think talent-wise, I think I could get there with him from a first-round perspective, but with all the other stuff that we've talked about with Dion, the drama, I just don't know. It's a lot.
What if the Giants do draft Shedeur Sanders at number three? Then they clearly don't know what they're doing, right? I mean, you can't have Shedeur Sanders, Jameis Winston, and Russell Wilson all there.
That's weird.
Yeah. Especially if Carter's still available.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if they pass up on Abdul Carter, then they really have no idea what they're
doing.
Yeah.
I think he's going to Cleveland.
I don't think you're wrong about it. If you're Cleveland, how do you pass up on Abdul Carter, too?
You could have the best defensive end that you just gave a boatload of money to for the next 3 years. And then by the time that guy's out of his player option and it's no longer a contract issue, Abdul Carter has moved himself into his own. And it's like you never miss a beat.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, who better to learn from with the potential that you could have than Myles Garrett? So I think that's where Cleveland goes, which then Shedeur Sanders falls even more.
Right.
Right. New England's not picking him.
No.
Arizona's not picking him.
Nope.
Like the Giants are not picking him. I think with Shedeur Sanders, he needs to go somewhere that has a legit quarterback that is a little bit older. Because I think the one thing that Shedeur Sanders needs, and I love Dion, you guys know this, I think he needs to get away from his dad, and he needs to learn like how to live life in a sport that he plans on being in for a while.
Yeah, without dad there.
And sometimes it's okay to call your dad like after a week or so and be like, hey, so when you were dealing with media or you were dealing with this, like how did you approach it? Whereas like, he also doesn't need to have, take a driving analogy. Sometimes it's okay to go with an instructor instead of your parent. Because your
much
parents,
better.
Right? Your parents are going to be like, whoa, stop. Or the instructor's going to be like, well, you know what you did wrong there. No, I didn't. You didn't tell me. My dad always tells me to stop. Or my mom always tells me to hit the gas. You know, whatever. They learn more with somebody that has non-bias.
No doubt. Believe me, we're going through that right now.
Right.
Send him with an instructor.
Yeah, you don't want that on you go because one, it's going to make you a nervous wreck.
Oh, it's terrible.
And, you know, the other thing is like, you look at Shedeur Sanders. You know, you go to a place like, let's say the Raiders do it. I think that's a perfect fit for the Raiders.
Pick number six.
Yeah. So I think if he doesn't go six, I don't know where he falls. I think there's similarities to like the Aaron Rodgers draft where like, it was just like, and Rodgers is still on the board. And it was like, you could see the frustration because there was so much promise that he was either going one overall ahead of Alex Smith, or he was going to go shortly after Alex Smith. And it never happened. Plus his heart was broken because his hometown team took Alex Smith over him. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what started the whole
thing. Maybe that did start the whole thing, right?
I don't know.
Like the Bitterman attitude, right?
Or it was Danica. Who knows? I don't blame her, sweetheart. But, no, I'm saying that, like, I think that if you are getting into the Shedeur Sanders campaign, I think you take him like the Raiders, where you say, hey, look, man, like, you got some targets that are young, but you're not starting this year. You might not start next year either, but you're going to be the guy. I promise you, you're going to be the guy. You just need to learn the ropes and get back because Max said this last year. This is the problem with quarterbacks in the NFL that are young. They go out there, they fail early because they get all this pressure on their back. They're supposed to be the captain and the franchise savior. And then it's all that pressure plus a new game that is so much faster and it just catastrophically fails.
Yep.
Bryce Young got benched for two games behind Andy Dalton. The Red Rocket, Red Rifle, went out there for two games. Bryce Young came back and he was a completely different dude.
Look, playing quarterback in the NFL, we know, is not easy. And in a perfect situation, you'd have what Patrick Mahomes had here.
Mm-hmm.
This is utopia, okay?
Yeah.
Not a lot of other places can even come close to being Mecca or utopia like we are here in Kansas City with the Chiefs. Most of the time, if you're being drafted in the first round as a quarterback, you do have to play right away. You're coming into a bad franchise. You're coming into a failed franchise. You're coming into a situation that potentially has a new coach or a fairly new coach. And the situation isn't set up for you to have success. And that's why these quarterbacks fail. As much as it is on them, there is so much that is on the organizations as to why these guys fail. Bad head coaches, bad offensive coordinators, bad organizations. They're always looking to draft quarterbacks. The Chiefs drafted a quarterback at 10, and they didn't need to draft a quarterback, but they knew that was the next guy. So they went up and they got him, and the rest is history. Perfect scenario, perfect situation. Tennessee's not in that situation. They're the number one pick. They have a bad quarterback, a head coach that nobody knows anything about. They're a bad franchise. Same thing with the Raiders. Same thing with the Browns. Same thing with the Giants. How are these quarterbacks going to have success if you don't give them the support system that's necessary to have success in the NFL? And this is why I've got such a problem with a lot of these coaches that they hire. They're not ready to be head coaches, and they're not ready to lead these quarterbacks to give them the best opportunity to have success in the NFL.
And I think that there's a little bit to that, because it's not just on the coaching staff where you have to be supportive. Like, you have to have a guy, because somebody in the Texans says, why wouldn't the Giants still draft Shedeur Sanders and let him sit behind Russell Wilson? I don't know if Russell Wilson's that guy.
Yeah, that's the other
thing.
Like,
I get it. Like, yeah, you draft him at the Raiders and let him sit behind Geno, and maybe the Mahomes, Alex Smith thing works out.
That makes more sense.
It does.
Right?
It makes way more sense.
And that's where, because I think Geno's that guy.
Yes.
Like, I think Geno's, you know, similar cultures, similar, like, hey, people hate us, but look at us now, right?
But you also have a legit head coach, too, in LA.
Right.
Great head coach.
Yes. And Geno can do everything. Russell Wilson literally cannot throw in the middle of the field. I don't want him teaching my quarterback how to do anything.
And I don't think Russell's that guy. I don't think Russell's that guy. It's like, hey, come here, kid. Come here, let me show you something.
No.
Not a chance.
You're going to look at that guy and you're going to go,
Because the first thing Russell Wilson is going to do is tell him to change his lifestyle.
For sure.
Right? That's how Russell Wilson rolls, right? We remember those stories from Denver. He's not in Pittsburgh for a reason. Was not wanted back from Pittsburgh for a reason. Now he's in New York, where they were either like Aaron Rodgers, Shedeur Sanders, or Russell Wilson. And Brian Daboll's like, okay, so I'm going to go to Rent-A-Center and go ahead and get some brown paper boxes, because I'm about to be gone in a year. But again, I think that that's where, you know, we're not always going to be privileged with the NFL draft, where there's going to be, you know, the Daniels of the world, where there's going to be the Mahomes of the world, where there's going to be the Lamars and at the time Deshaun Watson, who was, you know, a franchise-changing quarterback.
Right.
That talent.
Oh, he's changed a few franchises, all right.
Yeah, and that's – yeah. And that's the thing about that, is that, like, maybe you can't say that every draft when a quarterback's in there that it's going to be the altar to the new future of the franchise. That's not what this draft is. That's probably not what next year's draft is, right? Like, unless Arch just does some amazing stuff this year at Texas and all of a sudden it's like, all right, the kid's put it all together. He knows it's his job. The competition factors out. Look at him go. Plus, Arch has a lot of qualities that these guys don't have this year. He's fast as hell, and he's got the name on the back of his jersey.
Yeah, right. The name is big, yeah.
But again, like, whose name is bigger? Arch Manning with his family, Shedeur Sanders with his family?
I think Arch Manning, quite honestly. Yeah. I think they're the Dons of the NFL, right? The Mannings are the Dons of the NFL.
That's fair.
I agree.
Multiple Super Bowls, I mean, prime time. Like, you think that, oh, you're just like your father. But again, college, it showed that he was about that flamboyant, arrogant attitude. Where in the NFL, these guys are in their mid-30s. They will cool your arrogance quickly. And I always go back to whenever it was, Reggie Bush, first game, outside flare pass, caught it, lawn chaired against Philadelphia.
Yep.
And I was like, that's Reggie Bush. Like, that's the guy that was untouchable. That was Mr. Automatic. That was the flash in college. Like, first play.
It's a New big
Orleans
difference.
Saying, bam. And I was like, maybe he is a little small for the NFL. And you're like, holy cow, life comes at you fast. So, I mean, again, I like the fact that, like, you could bring in a Russell Wilson, but I don't think when you bring in a Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, I don't think you're bringing in a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That's
either.
Just
I just think if you do, you've just wasted the number 3 overall pick.
Yeah, and again,
you could have Travis Hunter. You could go with Aiden Carter or Abdul Carter.
Abdul Carter. My thing is, like you mentioned, just have a vet quarterback. I thought they already had that in Jameis Winston. I don't know why they needed to bring in. They had the vet.
Right.
$4 million.
Competition. The only thing I can think of is competition.
I guess.
Let sparks fly. But I mean, I go back to what I was saying earlier from the 816, but you don't need Wilson to show him how to be athletic. You need Wilson to show him how to work hard, prepare for big lights, how to be down, how to drown out the noise and all that when he was
out the noise.
Wilson doesn't do that's what I'm saying. He's not that guy.
He's not
going to do that for him. That's just not what we've seen. He didn't do it for Justin Fields in Pittsburgh. I know that. They just did not have a community. They did not talk at all.
No.
He definitely didn't do it with anybody in Denver. I don't even know who it would have been in Denver who would have been a backup. But I just don't think he gives me that vibe. Maybe I'm wrong, 816, but that's just not where I see that. Whereas, like, Geno Smith has fought adversity.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he has been the guy that was, at one point, was, you know, top 5 pick out of West Virginia. This is what they thought, right?
Yeah.
I forget where he went in the draft.
He was
year.
The second round pick.
Yeah.
He was the first pick of the second round.
But a lot of people going out was like, dude, this guy could be a top 5
pick.
He's balling at West Virginia. And then he slipped. And then a lot of people wrote him off. And then he had that game. And he said, a lot of haters wrote me off. I've just yet to respond. I've yet to write back yet.
Bang.
And like, that's something that I think, I don't know, that's just my opinion. I just don't think Russell's that guy.
No, I agree.
Moving on in the NFL, there was some big news out of the Patriots camp. Stephon Diggs got how much money, Bob?
$69 million.
That's right.
Nice.
I just want to win, Jen. Look,
I just want to win, Jen.
There were three teams that had a lot of money this offseason. Washington, New England, and L.A. Washington has spent a ton of money, right? They went and got their players. Maybe not a ton of money, but they went and got Laremy Tunsil. They went and got Deebo Samuel. They traded for a lot of that, but they're going to have to pay those guys.
Oh, yeah.
And they got their franchise quarterback under a rookie contract, so they're trying to win now, right? They've got their team. They're ready to go. New England, laundry list of players. Stephon Diggs, $69 million is a ton of money for a guy who blew his ACL out in week 8, who's on the other side of 30.
And week 3 of free agency as well. I mean, that's a contract you see day 1, you know, a free agency.
That was March 25th.
The Stephon Diggs one is interesting to me, but I liken it to getting Sammy Watkins here with the Chiefs. When they needed a veteran presence at wide receiver, they went out and got Sammy Watkins. Was a great sign for Kansas City. I'll be a Sammy defender to the day I die. And that's kind of, I think, what they're doing in New England. The only difference is Sammy was a good teammate. I don't know that Stephon Diggs is that type of guy. He got run out of Minnesota, got run out of Buffalo, and now he's out of Houston.
And I think Houston, they just didn't want to pay him any more money.
And he got hurt. It just didn't work out.
Who did they go to cover up Tank Dell's injury? They added a receiver as well.
They've added a couple of receivers.
They had Nico Collins and somebody else that, like, moved the needle a little bit.
Oh, they added... Christian Kirk.
That's right.
Christian Kirk.
The guy that originally broke the market.
Yeah, originally screwed the market for wide receivers.
Diggs, Kirk.
Yeah.
But Diggs with Buffalo, good run until it wasn't, right?
Right.
Diggs with Minnesota, good run until it wasn't. So you can get something out of Diggs for a couple years, and then it obviously
then
runs
it wears
its course.
Thin, yeah.
Yes, it wears thin. But I think...
Didn't they decide to pay Thielen over Diggs, though, in Minnesota?
Because
he's got like...
Well, they paid Diggs.
Yeah, they did.
They paid Diggs a big contract. Then they just didn't re-up. They traded him. The pick got Justin Jefferson worked out
like the greatest play in Minnesota Vikings history.
The miracle.
Yeah.
It's amazing playoffs. For me, I just look at Drake May. He had a bottom 3 offensive line and a bottom 3 receiving core last year. They fixed the offensive line theoretically on paper. They're trying to do so with the wide receiver core. Before Stephon Diggs, here were the wide receivers. Okay. DeMario Douglas, Kayshon Booty, who is Booty, Javon Baker, Jalen Polk, Kendrick Bourne, and Matt Collins.
Yeah, I don't know who any of those people are.
Yeah, right, Matt Collins.
You know Matt Collins.
I know,
Because
he knows shoes.
But then, because he doesn't wear shoes and because he wears the animal costume. Right. That's it. You don't know him because he's catching passes.
Right. But how's he going to be without Josh Allen?
He'll be fine as a wide receiver 3. You've got your wide receiver 1 or 2 in Stephon Diggs. DeMario Douglas is fine.
I think Kendrick Bourne slept on.
Yeah, Kendrick Bourne's good. You've got some solid wide receiver 3s and 4s if they got
his
Diggs.
His identity is good.
if they draft a young stud in the first or second round, like they finally have something for Drake May to look at. Okay, here you go.
They needed that veteran guy.
They needed it.
It's carbon copy to what the Chiefs did.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah, copy the Chiefs. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You got a young quarterback. Give him a veteran presence guy. And if Stephon Diggs only makes it 2 years, then you got what you needed out of him.
Exactly.
If your quarterback grows and he's got a guy you can rely on. As a young quarterback, you need guys that you can rely on. Because we don't know if Drake May is a win with or win because of quarterback at this point in time. Just like they didn't know about Patrick Mahomes. And at the beginning, you have to be a win with quarterback until you prove that you're a win because of quarterback.
Wait, so the Chiefs did what the Patriots did.
And now the Patriots are doing what the Chiefs did. Yes.
Okay.
See how it comes full circle?
Spider-Man meme right here. Yeah.
Living in a simulation, Daddy.
here we are.
Patriots, Chiefs, Patriots.
816 says, let's see Stephon beat the Bills twice. That'd be great. That'd be a fun rivalry.
That's my other thing about New England. Like, do you truly believe you can compete in that division?
I do.
You think they're going to win the division?
I think they have a really good shot. That's my worst first pick right now. Because if you look at
I'll take the Giants.
It's the Jets. Okay,
no.
I don't need to continue there.
Can I say none?
Fine.
Is that a cop-out?
Yeah. I think it is. We got to be one, right? There's got to be someone. The Dolphins?
No.
Okay, great. We don't like the Dolphins. They're going to win 7 or 8 games, but I think they're going to be worse than they were even last season.
But they weren't worst in the AFC East.
No, they weren't. The Patriots were. One game.
That's what he's saying. The worst team in the East is the Patriots.
Worst to first. Yep. I think so, because it's just them and the Bills.
Who's their offensive line?
They spent a lot of money in the offensive line this offseason.
I knew they got a bunch of people. I just didn't know if they were, like, credible dudes. Who was worst in the AFC South? Carolina?
Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville
Tennessee.
They
got the number one pick.
The Titans, yes.
Cam Moore, baby. Worst to first.
Hey, That's not a bad thing because, I mean, look at the division. Colts, meh. Jaguars, meh.
Washington almost did it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Texans underperformed. I mean, they've got to come back this season. Big year for Houston and D'Amico.
Big year, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Somebody says, I hope the Patriots make the playoffs and get eliminated by the Chiefs so we can renew the tradition of Stephon Diggs ending his season at Arrowhead.
That's fantastic.
I will end it right there. Don't forget, Mac Cotrero coming up at 9 o'clock. And what should the KC mascot race be? That's what we want to know. What would the KC mascot race be? 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Vinny Pasquantino, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
A lot of people believe in the Patriots because of Mike Vrabel. I'd run through a wall for Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I would too.
That man loves wings. I know that for a fact.
That dude's just a dude.
Yeah, he is.
Best right? coach in the division.
South?
No,
AFC East?
No. D'Amico. No, but he's not that division.
So it'd be McDermott, Mike McDaniels, and the new Jets coach.
Aaron Glenn.
Thank you.
It's hard to say he's better than McDermott right at this point in time.
Fair enough. It's close.
Yeah, it is.
Track record wise.
McDermott's perennially in the playoffs, but he also has Josh Allen, so it's hard, you know.
Who's the best coach in the NFC South?
So yes. You got Todd Bowles. So
it's Todd Bowles by default,
yeah,
isn't
I guess
it?
So.
I mean,
who's in New Orleans?
Yeah, who
is the coach of the
they
Saints?
They fire the guy, then they brought in somebody because somebody put an upper decky in the toilet and clogged it on his first
something
coaching
like
job.
That. Yeah, they fired that guy. I couldn't even remember what that guy's name was. Zane Zawilligan or
he
something?
Got mad
I
mean, at a, he got mad at like a special teams player, and this like second game coach is like, this guy can't handle it. Falcons coach, I have no
Raheem
idea.
Morris.
Raheem Morris.
I like Raheem.
K-State people stand up.
Yep.
And then Canales and Carolina showed some stuff the second half of the season.
And then the AFC in the South, you got Duval.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
You ready for him?
I can't wait.
You know what? Did you see the comment, speaking of that, that Mac Jones made the other day? He wanted to go to San Francisco to be surrounded by winning people, right, is what he said. And somebody quote tweeted, I go, you just had two head coaches that had a combined 7 Super Bowl championships.
Yeah. Literally, dude.
And we'll never see him again.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, there was a funny SNY, the Mets, right? They had the Mets will have 5 mascots race at games this season at Citi Field, right?
Yeah.
So Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island, Bronx, Queens.
Yeah.
Right?
All represented by
Brooklyn, the pizza slice.
That's good.
Manhattan, the skyscraper.
Yeah.
Staten Island, the ferry.
Yeah.
Bronx, the giraffe.
Yeah, for the Bronx Zoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Queens, the subway.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like their hot dog race.
That's
right?
Cool. Yeah.
So obviously we still have mustard, relish, and ketchup, which we always root for.
Relish. Mustard.
Ketchup.
Okay. You got to own it, man. Feel it down in your plums that you like ketchup.
Ketchup.
But we
shout
asked
that
this,
out.
Not, what would be the 5 Kansas City things that would rip? Because I don't think we have, we're not obviously not a metropolis like New York.
Right.
So we don't have like Johnson County, Jackson County, this county.
Wyandotte County.
Right. So I would just say like 5 things from Kansas City. What would be the 5 mascots for you?
Well, I think you'd have to have the Liberty Memorial as one of them. They have the Empire State Building in New York. So I think the Liberty Memorial could be a pretty cool mascot. I think Union Station would be a pretty cool mascot.
It'd be wild.
Oh, yeah. It'd be very difficult. You know, we could do that. Trains are big here, obviously. We have the second largest rail yard in the country next to Chicago. So, you know, maybe train. We could do. Okay. What about some of those things on top of Bartle Hall? You know, what are those spires up there?
Oh, yeah.
On top of Bartle Hall, we could do something like that. And then, of course, a bottle of you know, Kendall Jackson Chardonnay or Kim Crawford Chardonnay for Johnson County.
Hmm. So we are going counties.
Yeah, we could. Yeah,
yeah could.
What would you say? Because I know people get burnt in ribs. Like, we got to think bigger than that, you know?
You're going to hate my list.
Yeah, what do you got? Ribs, burnt ends, pulled pork?
No, I'm not all barbecue. But I do have a rib as a runner.
I like
that's just funny to be like, it's all rib.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I have a can of Boulevard beer.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Maybe you could do like the Crown Town Ale that they're pushing this year that they showed us on Monday.
Heck
like
yeah.
Have that be your beer. It's related.
Yeah.
I have Scout. I don't know if we'd be able to get away with that.
That'd be kind of cool.
Kind of cool to have like the guy that sits above pointing towards Union Station.
Like
another one, I just have a fountain.
I was thinking, we got to have a fountain, right?
You know,
I like that.
Like a fountain. And then I'm struggling on my 5th one.
What about a shuttlecock?
Oh, good one. Yeah, I like bad. That. Yeah. That's a really good
one. It'd be funny costume, too.
Yeah.
Which one of those five would you race in? The shuttlecock, the fountain, the scout, the boulevard beer, or the rib?
Well, I think the rib would be the easiest to run.
For sure.
Yeah. But you also may tip over if it's a really tall rib.
Then you're a rib tip.
Yep.
That's not to be confused with the burnt end. You still love that at Jack Stack. I'd go in there and like sell. They'd be like, some lady would be like, could you describe to me what a burnt end is? Immediately her husband, it's the rib tip. And I'd be like, okay. And she's like, is that what it is? I was like, do you want to listen to him or do you want to listen to me? I've only been here for 7 years. And I mean, the look on his face every time that guy I would give that response.
What?
Oh, well, toast, genius.
No way.
Oh, dude, it was awesome. Like, I'm being passive aggressive as
of course,
F, right?
Yeah, right?
But again, like, I put some hard time in those walls. I was there for 7 years at the time. Well, it's actually the point of the brisket. They chop up into squares, put it back in the smoker and sauce it, and then it's like a caramelized meat candy. I think I like your version better.
Yeah.
That's because it's the right version, Margaret. Like, oh, every time. I guess I'll do the burn ends. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. You wanted Frank, the burn ends. Okay, thank you very much. But no, I think running in the Boulevard beer would be fun. That's an easy one, like the rib.
I just think you waiting tables would be hysterical.
I'm sad you never got the experience. It was great.
I mean, it was awesome. Seeing Frank tell his wife what the burnt ends are and then have you go no.
Yeah,
is really good.
Somebody says on the text line the cock is more aerodynamic.
It is.
So that would be a good one to run because it's going through you.
Yeah.
Yeah. How is it positioned? Like, is it down?
Yeah, like, is your face in the ball
shuttle?
Part?
Yeah. Is your face in the shuttle or the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The feathers. Yeah.
Is the shuttle the rubber
feathers,
part?
I think the ball would be under your legs?
Like, your legs. Face would Thank be you. In the ball.
Yes, yes yeah. In the mesh. There we go.
Somebody says, maybe a pothole?
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's funny.
Stay off ward.
Yeah.
Yeah, Western Auto sign would be a good one.
Too wide, I think, but I like where you're thinking.
Yeah, iconic. Yeah. Definitely part of what we're doing.
Somebody says maybe like a giant, like famous sandwich, like a Z-Man sandwich or like a, I don't know if we have any other sandwiches. Like, I mean, like, that's it. Like, well done marketing-wise for them.
Yeah, dude, the Z-Man. Like,
just come out with like the Y-Man. Y-Man.
Yeah.
Because you have the Z. Z
yeah.
You know? Z's are sleeping.
Bottle of Gates barbecue sauce from the 816.
Or you just do all sauces of the city. You do Gates, you do Smokehouse Gates, Jack Stack, Arthur Bryant's, and Joe's or Q39.
Joe, right.
And you just have them all race.
All race.
And then at
that's kind
of
fun.
And then at the end of the day, that restaurant is the winner.
Yeah.
You better believe Josh is going to be like telling people, hey, man, we need our fastest guys this week.
Right, that's right. Yeah, let's get the fastest guys out there and do this. Yeah.
Somebody says a saxophone.
I was thinking that as well. That's a good text. I was thinking like for the jazz, you know, it'd be a saxophone, a trumpet, you know, something like that.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think that would be really good.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like
785 says a mattress on the side of 470.
That's great. Perfect. Yeah. And I understand why people throw their trash on the side of the road. To get anything picked up is a pain in the neck.
Seriously,
I get it, man. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Highboy kid, that's kind of cool.
That would be fun.
That would be awesome.
That's what I would sign up for. I get nuts with Highboy, dude. Same order. Junior double, onion rings, chocolate shake. Don't talk to me for 3 days because I'm probably not able to
enough too.
You know, it's like when you go to Five Guys. Like you don't need
you don't need the big
Oh my god. I went there the first time with one of my buddies like years ago and he's like, yeah, I'll do the double. I'm like, do you realize? And he goes, I'm gonna get my own fries. So I was like,
oh, dude.
I'm gonna sit this one out.
I tell you, the last time I had Five Guys is when Jimmy Buffett died. I wanted a cheeseburger in paradise, right? And we went to Five Guys. I haven't been back. It was enough.
That's a lot.
I mean, yeah, it's a lot. And it was a small one.
Somebody says from the 816, Jackson County would be an overdue property tax bill. Okay. No comment. Butterfly for Wyandotte. Dollar Tree for sale for $1 billion. Okay. Yeah. Have the five best barbecue joints. Winner gets discounts the next day to fans in attendance. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next day, go to Smokehouse and get 10% off because they won the race. That's cool. That would be a good promotion, actually. Yeah.
Somebody says a cow suit.
That's good.
Just because we got a lot of cows. Chateau milk.
Do you want to explain why the cow makes sense?
Cowtown.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And with that, the pit's over. Coming up on the other side, he's a growing boy. Coming up on the other side, Matt Cotrero, the manager for the Kansas City Royals, joins us next. And I want to ask him, is Caglione somewhere in the building? I know he's going to shut it down, but hey, let's have fun. It's Matt Cotrero on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.